But my mother mainly sewed for myself and the family. She thought she had to make all of her sister their clothes. And she would sew and darn and fix everybody's clothes. But as far as a society, she crocheted. And she tried to teach me to crochet. And I was not the crocheting type. I think I made a half a shoe, little bedroom slipper type thing. I could change crochet, but that was about the extent of it. I never wanted to do that.
Okay. You said that your parents' church was very important. What type of activities did the church?
My father was in the First Baptist Church of Roswell, and my mother would tell me if I did not behave, I was going to hell. As a little girl, I can remember, oh, I can't do this. But anyway, I would do it anyway just to find out if I was going. But they used to call it, a Baptist. It was a Baptist learning, like BTU, that's what they called it, at night. That's the only activity in our church that was, I guess, directed to the youth, that you could stay after church. And that was, if you couldn't stay for that your life was just ruined. Then it was a Baptist training union. Uh-huh. And in that, we really just got to mingle and associate, and they would have, you would study the books of the Bible. And they started that then before church, because they got to be so many that it was interfering with church. And so we would have BTU, and then you would go to church. And then you got to go out if you were lucky or if you were old enough. But the younger would just go home. Their parents or had a group would try to, carpool at that time.
Activities for the older folks? Were there things like dinners or revivals? Or
before we went to the First Baptist, we used to go, I left out, my mother went to a church that it was very strict church. It was really a Southern Baptist church where they would, I call it, jumping the pews and shouting, and they were all, everybody knew everybody that went there, and they had dinner on the ground, and that was some of the best food I guess I have ever had. They would do it every 3 months. They would have dinner, what they would call a revival, and then on the next Sunday following the revival, they would have dinner on the ground.
What is dinner on the ground?
Oh, where people brought their food that they would have had for lunch, and just make a spread. They'd put the desserts together. They would put the, you can tell that was my favorite. And then, of course, the beans and the, they would have chicken. It was just some of the best food that I have ever had, that I remember. And growing up, and I thought that was really something, to be able to eat somebody else's food.
And you mentioned jumping the pews. What is jumping the pews?
Oh, the preacher would be so, this is where I assume they used to call the unknown tongue of Southern Baptists, some of them, but they would get so excited when they was preaching. They would just come and out in the audience and like to somebody, or either, you know, they would shout and hold up their hands, and it was really a dramatic thing for a younger child to see. But yet, to my mother, it was the true way of showing her Christianity, I guess. They would wash feet. every so often they'd have a revival, and you could either participate or you didn't participate. They would have a youth choir, or anybody could really from the congregation could walk up and sit in the choir and sing. And I had friends, Charlotte Williams and Hilda Stevens and myself, we would always be up there in the choir singing.
There certainly are a lot more churches in the community now than what there used to be. Do you think that church is still as important today as it was historically here in Roswell?
For me and my family, yes. And they definitely are more. They were there. They were just not convenient for the people. They didn't go far to find the church. I guess my first vacation Bible school was at Lebanon Baptist Church. Miss, there's a street named after her.